To see how critics are reacting to Kill Bill and the week's other new releases, here's Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's summary judgment feature.
All Jane Austen references aside, Kill Bill is certainly not Sense and Sensibility with swords. This bloody martial arts flick focuses on Uma Thurman as an assassin who herself is gunned down on her wedding day along with all her guests. But Thurman survives and decides to hunt down all the former colleagues who conspired against her, including one played by Lucy Liu.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Critics are either throwing bouquets or bricks. The Minneapolis Star Tribune slobbers, at a time when most movies are watery soup, Tarantino has served us a 2-inch steak, bloody and sizzling. Rolling Stone says it's down, dirty, and dangerous. And even though the Village Voice found it to be fun and smart, they also warn it's undeniably thin. And here's the New Yorker's take on the excessive cartoon violence, quote, Kill Bill is what's formerly known as decadence and commonly known as crap. Next up is the murder mystery drama Mystic River from director Clint Eastwood. The film stars Tim Robbins, Kevin Bacon, and Sean Penn as boyhood friends involved in a terrible tragedy.
Dad, because I can't cry for my own little daughter, and I can't even cry for her.
Jimmy, you're crying now.
Most critics admire Eastwood's 24th effort as a director. A riveting story with complex situations and extremely well-defined characters, according to CNN. Sean Burns of the Philadelphia Weekly says, quote, Mystic River left me physically shaking. The film has since taken up permanent residence in my nightmares. By the way, he means that as a compliment. And the New York Post raves, it resonates with grief and fury and feeling. And finally, the filmmaking team of brothers Joel and Ethan Coen are back with Intolerable Cruelty. No, it's not about the DMV. George Clooney stars as an egotistical divorce lawyer who meets his match in Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What was your performance about this afternoon?
What did your lawyer say?
Oh, Freddie thinks you're a buffoon. He says you've been too successful, you're bored, complacent, and you're on your way down.
But you don't think so.
Intolerable Cruelty has most of the nation's critics vowing, I do. The Chicago Tribune says it's elegant, cheerfully cynical fun. Elvis Mitchell of the New York Times states it's something not seen in theaters for a long time, an intelligent screwball comedy. And Variety declares the film is a thoroughly entertaining piece about love, lawyers, and fat divorce settlements. Ah, sounds like the perfect date movie.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer based in Los Angeles.